Welcome to the Let's Talk Energy podcast from EnergyNet. This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.
Hello, I'm Tony Chiyo from Renewables in Africa, CEO. And we are actually raising awareness about renewables energy in Africa and across the world.
Yeah, hello everybody. My name is Ryan Wan. I'm the general manager of LONGi Africa.
Okay, so good afternoon, Ryan. So it's good to be able to see you again here at AEF. So as you can see, it's a big summit and it's happening in Africa, which is what all of us wanted. So how has it been so far, the summit? Have you been able to land some big projects yet?
it's a good event, a good platform, actually. This is our second time, actually. Last time in Brussels, and this time, actually, in the Africa continent, go back to the home of Africa. So it's quite good. We meet a lot of customers, bankers, financial institutes, and our partners here. Very good.
Excellent. I'm very happy to hear that. And one of the sectors that is really growing in our industry is commercial industrial. And this is something that we like to see because it supports businesses, to grow, and business need power. Mm-hmm. So according to you, what role solar power does really play in this sector, commercial industrial?
Yes. Actually, CNI sector is now one of the most important segment in the division of the solar application. And there are two directions way. One is in some of the countries they're short of power, so that demand of the power. So like in most of the African countries, if they need power for the manufacture of the the factories, so the CNI is most suitable solutions for them. This is one, and second of the the increasing tariff of the electricity bill. So this is also one of the best solution for that. For example, like in Egypt, like in Morocco, recently the tariff bill is increasing sharply. And also some other countries in Africa continent. Mm. And the other way direction is like, a lot more and more countries, they would like to go green, let's say the carbon neutral target. So like for Europe, they are the most leading countries who would like to do that. But for Africa, a lot of countries in North Africa, I've been to one of the city in Morocco. It's a coastal city called Tanger. I've been to the industrial zone there. There's a lot of manufacturers from Europe making the cars, car auto parts, and they have a target actually because when they make the cars, they have to export back to Europe. So they have a requirement that the power to produce this kind of a product should be some certain part of the renewable energy. So that makes also some driven factors of the solar. So that is, I'm sure that in the future, there will be more and more driven factors, but now the many driven factors are there.
Excellent. So definitely that's a sector that lots of players need to be looking at, and this is something that you at LONGi Solar, you are actually doing.
So,
excellent. No, that's that's brilliant to know. So let me take you a little bit to a basic question here, because some of us or some of people listening will still be new, because here we also have young people. There's the Young People Summit here, and they may be thinking, okay, solar. So we're talking to one of the leading, if not the leading, solar manufacturer. So solar. So how long does it really last? Really, these days, I know there's been a lot of advances and many of those advantages is thanks to you guys. So how long does it really last? And the key question, is it really recyclable?
This is really the basic question, the know-how of the solar panels, actually. The solar panels start working when the light reaction starts. So when there's no light reaction, then the solar panels stop working. Okay, Actually, we cannot say the solar panel is finitive. And nothing, I think no product is finitive, but compared to other commercial products, you know, the lifetime of the solar panel is really long, actually. As the technology develops, nowadays, the warranty from the manufacturer for the solar panel is 30 years. That means the manufacturer guaranteed the solar panel can work at least 30 years. And based on that, there is a kind of power generation warranty. Means that by end of the 30 years, just take another example. You have a mobile phone and you have the cell inside of the mobile phone. And by maybe 5 years, 2 years, 5 years, there's a degradation of the power of the cell, right? So for the solar cell, the same. By end of the 30 years, the manufacturer can guarantee nowadays from LONGi, the most advanced technology, by end of the 30 years, the power output still can keep like over 88% of the original power. And it doesn't mean that after 30 years, by end of 30 years, the 31st years, the panel stop working. No, it's like, as far as I know, the earliest solar system in the world is still working. Lasted for 40 years now. So that is, for the, regarding the recycling, we can say the solar panel is recyclable because the solar panel is made by, glass, EVA, aluminium, and silicon. So when, we do the recycling of this material, we can recycle the material. And, there's a non-profitable organization in Europe called the PV Cycle. And nowadays, most of the solar panel manufacturers, they get certified by this organization, and they will do the cycling of this solar panel.
Yeah. That's some groundbreaking news you're sharing us with, because for some time here, we've been thinking about 25 years, and that was the standard. But you say that now we can actually push it to 30 years.
Yeah.
And because you're a manufacturer, I believe you.
Yeah.
But let me ask you another question here. So what really makes, LONGi is leading in many parts of the world, right? I'm sure you say you're leading everywhere, but hey, who am I to dispute that? But what really makes you different from other companies, and why would African market really believe in you?
I think to introduce LONGi, I think we have to always say, okay, number one, the leading. So we call ourselves the leading solar technology company. Why say that? Because always we say number one in terms of the capacity, technology, revenue. So that all the things that. But you can just go back to all the record of the solar cell in the world. That is all kept by LONGi. And every quarter, every year, we broke through our record by ourselves. So that is, LONGi is driven by the technology. So I think that's the core of the solar industry. So that's the, some differences we just differentiate others.
Okay.
Regarding the other question, what about the other question?
Yeah, I think I would say that obviously you are breaking your own record, as you say.
Yeah.
And why would the market really sort of believe in you, the African market? Because you kind of already conquered the world, the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But you, too, with all due respect, relatively young in Africa.
Exactly.
And you're making good progress. So you still need to win the trust of the Africans. So why should they trust you to go forward?
Yeah. So that's actually a good question. So when we go back to the history of LONGi in Africa, actually, we are very young, as you mentioned. We landed here 2 years before. And, to my surprise, the people here, till now is totally different than 2 years before when we landed, because at that time, we always say, okay, we are number one. And we always have a premium. We are premium brand, we're premium price. But right now, to my surprise, everybody here, they are eager to know, about solar, about industry. So I can tell you a story. We did a CSR project in here, Nairobi, in the Nairobi University. Okay, when we do the ceremony, opening ceremony of the system, because we donate the system in the campus on the rooftop. So when we do the opening ceremony, you know, there's a session, a Q&A. The students there, teachers, and all the, you know, other people there, they ask a lot of questions. You know, so that becomes the main session of that event. Okay. You know, Q&A. So that I can see, people here are very interested, and they know renewable energy is the future for Africa, for the people here.
Yeah, excellent. And let me rebound on these questions. So what is LONGi really doing for the youth of Africa? Because you can say Africa is a very young country. Continent. More than 60% of the population, I think, is, you know, behind 20 years, that's for sure. Mm. So what is LONGi doing to help this youth, you know, this population, to really exploit their potential and believe into solar? I think you mentioned about that workshop that you did. So is this something that you're looking to replicate?
Yeah. Yes, that's right. I can go back to the, you know, several points we are trying to do actually in Africa continent. Besides, you know, we can provide, you know, the product, the best product and the most advanced solution, you know. Besides that, what we are trying to do is, like, because we have the technology, we have the know-how of the industry. So one of the other important thing we're trying to do is, you know, like education. I don't know if the word is the right word. Mm-hmm. It's education of the solar industry, the technology here for the young people. And because they are the future of the Africa continent. Mm-hmm. If they know what is the real, you know, technology, what is the real good product, I think, you know, that's the future. That's the bright future of Africa continent. Mm-hmm. So that is the thing we're trying to do. Even for that, you know, for the industry, when we cooperate with our partners, you know, like distributors, like EPCs, like IPPs, we always, you know, do a lot of, you know, training with their staff, with their customers, with their partners. So actually that is what we are trying to do. And even we have some project internally, like an academy, like Solar Academy, you know, and so we have some kind of, you know, how do you say, schools, lessons, and after lessons, we give them the certificate, mm-hmm. something like that, you know, kind of, let's call it education.
Okay, yeah. Excellent. I think many people will be willing to, happy to hear that, and I'm sure they will sign up for that university that you're actually starting.
Yes.
So now let's come back to some of the projects that you're doing currently in Africa. I don't know if you can talk about some of the current projects that you're doing in Africa or that you may have, and also the territory that you are interested in, because here is 54 countries in the continent. Some would say 55, but I'm sure, although you are number one, you said, so you probably have some priority countries. Yeah. I don't know if you can talk about those priority countries and maybe some key projects that you're doing at the moment in the continent.
Mm. Yes, true. You know, Africa continent is a big continent, and with like 54 or 5 countries. But we have the inside of the market, like, you know, the top 10, like top 6 countries, you know, the capacity are focusing on these top 10 or top 6 countries. So maybe I can give you some sign of our team here in Africa.
Absolutely.
Like right now we have the local team here, more than 20 people.
Okay.
But mainly focus on the North, West Africa, but North Africa like Morocco, Tunisia, Egypt. And then for the East Africa, focus on the Kenya as a core. And West Africa, like Nigeria, Cote d'Ivoire, so that is the west part. Mm-hmm. And for the Sub-Sahara, like South Africa, actually nowadays the most important market here.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
So we have the local people, like sales team, after sales service and technical support. So the team can give the local service, you know, locally here. So regarding the project, actually, we are following all the, you know, like government tendering, private tendering, and even CNI project. And here, actually, in Kenya, we have like already commissioned one project, like 1 mega here. It's actually it's Remcom, I don't know, Remcom Group, together with them in the industry rooftop. Okay, and we are going to have more here, and we sign more in this event. We sign another contract for the commercial industrial project, like 1.2 mega. by using our most advanced product, HIMO 6. So that is some, you know, significant process for launching, actually.
Excellent. I see there's a good thing happening here for launching. So last question to you, because you talked about Africa. Like I say, I've seen you in many, many few events, and I can see how excited you are.
Yeah.
So what really excites you about this continent, both now or in the future? What is really driving you, Ryan, personally, but also Longi?
Yeah. So actually, I just mentioned, you know, the story when I was in Nairobi University in April, in this April. You know, the people, you know, the eyes, when I look at their eyes, you know, they're shining eagerly to know everything about solar. So that, you know, to me, I think, you know, I made it my mind, I have to stay here. I have to stay here and to pass all my, you know, knowledge and also from the company resources, we have to do something here. And in the future, I think we call Africa market is a potential market because demand is there. But right now, because of the cost, because of the technology, still, you know, the percentage of solar is still not that big. So the potential in the future will be, you know, more, you know, percentage. So that, I think, what we can do, on one hand, we provide the best product, and the other hand, we are trying to do our education. So by the two ways, I think, you know, in the future, Longi, I think, when people are talking about the solar, they're talking about Longi. I think that is our mission, you know, to use the best of the solar energy to build the green world. So that is our mission also.
I can tell you definitely you're solving at least two problems. One, you're driving down the cost, and two, you're building capacity in the continent.
Yes,
so definitely
exactly.
Nobody gonna complain about that. My last question for you. So AEF is 25th anniversary. So that we talked about, the fact that they come back into Africa. Very pleased about that. Yeah. So for the next 25 years, so what do you see is gonna happen, you know, for AEF, for Longi Solar, and for the solar industry? As a whole.
Yeah, actually, 25 years is quite long. It's quite long. Actually, in the solar industry, Tony, you've already been here for many years. You are the expert. You know the industry. You know, every year, the policy, the technology changes very fast. And the costs change very fast. So I can only say in the next round, like 5 years, there will be more and more people. They will be the expert of solar, and more people, they will be more interested in solar and engaged in solar. And we're happy that, you know, we become one of the stakeholders of AEF, and we'll continue to do that. And we will be here still next year, maybe I think in Egypt, sometime.
Yeah.
So that's what will be good. I'm very happy to do that.
So Ryan, I think it's a pleasure for me to have you every time. And also thank you for the dedication that you personally put into the continent, for the work that Longi Solar is doing. And I'm pretty much sure in the next 5 to 10 years, people won't even think about other people because they know that Longi will be driving them forward. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Tony. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
This series was recorded at the Africa Energy Forum 2023 in Nairobi, Kenya. Join us for this and other episodes as we talk to the industry players, stakeholders, and rising stars of Africa's energy sector.